Poppy's Diary. Just a Small Town Girl. By Giselle Renald. Read by Giselle Renald. Chapter 1. I don't have much time to write, but I want to at least get something down on paper before I head to the airport. After all, tonight could be the most important night of my life. Everything is planned. I'm asking Kristen to marry me. It's going to be perfect. Her plane is scheduled to land around 2 this afternoon, which gives us time to drive back to my place so she can shower and change. I reminded her 5 times to bring something dressy on this trip, but I didn't tell her why. Of course I didn't. I want it to be a surprise. I'm going to sweep her off her feet. In the movies, every time someone gets engaged, everyone around them asks, "How did he pop the question?" It's always he popping the question in the movies, isn't it? There aren't too many romantic comedies about lesbian couples. I'm not certain there are any. If there are, I've never seen them. I'm sure everyone at Kristen's office will ask her how I proposed. And her friends and family will ask about it, obviously. So it's got to be good. It's got to be memorable. We need a story we can tell our grandchildren, if we have any. I guess we'd have to have kids if we wanted grandkids one day. But I'm not sure I can even picture myself raising a family. The idea of being a mom is kind of nice, but kind of scary. I'm not sure I've ever thought of myself in that role before. There are days when I still feel like I'm a kid. Anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself again. I do that a lot. If I try to plan what's for dinner, I end up thinking about visiting my parents next weekend. I have trouble staying on task. Always have. My mom still has report cards from when I was little, and they all say the same thing. Poppy has trouble concentrating in class. Poppy has trouble staying on task. My mind tends to wander, and it goes a mile a minute. I can't seem to slow down except when I sleep. The moment my head hits the pillow, that's it. I'm out like a light. Kristen tells me she has entire conversations with me before realizing I've shuffled off to dreamland. I guess they're not really conversations then, are they? Not if she's the only one awake for them. Back to tonight. That's what's important right now. Dinner is all arranged with Rajan at the hotel restaurant. He does amazing food there, and he's going to prepare the same meal me and Kristen had on our first real date, except a fancier version for me. My palate wasn't very sophisticated back then. Still isn't, but I'm learning. Doesn't help that I was raised on tin ravioli, but I can't blame my parents too much. They were busy with their jobs. Now that I've got my gig at the hotel, and Kristen has her great career in Edmonton, I can understand a little better how tired people are at the end of the day, and how it might be really hard to devote enough time to their children. Even after all these years living independently, I'm still learning what it means to be an adult. So Rajan is preparing us salmon with a creamy dill sauce, plus rice pilaf and green beans. Kristen is going to love it. Not just the food, but the fact that I remembered what she ate the first time we went to dinner somewhere fancy. It was my birthday, I remember, and she wanted to treat me to a meal that was more high-end than what we usually went for. That date was just about perfect. I think it was then I decided I wanted to marry her someday. Not long after that, Kristen got her current job and moved out to Edmonton for it. The money was more than she would have made if she'd stuck around town, so I completely understand why she went. Higher pay, opportunity for advancement, a job she was actually interested in. I mean, of course it made
Sample complete. Ready to continue?